Here is a question that I received from India. See what you think about this. What if this were your son? Dear Dr. Kenner, I am from India. My elder son, Kumar, is 22 years old and completed his graduation. We are a well-to-do family, and we provide my son with whatever he wants. I fear it has backfired. Over the past 9 years, he has a severe overspending problem. He cheats people and takes their money and spends lavishly on electronic gadgets, cars, and on jolly trips. When those he's deceived put pressure on him, he absconds and goes into hibernation for months, waiting until his family has settled the matter. He went to school to achieve his MBA in England. He repeated the same behavior there. He is intelligent, except for his behavior. He hates it when I try to discuss it with him. Psychologists and psychiatrists have been of no use when he's visited them. Kindly guide me as to what I have to do with him. Thank you, Anand. And Anand, my heart goes out to you because it sounds like you're a well-meaning parent who is learning the very hard way that giving your child everything, whatever he wants, and watching them spin out of control is not healthy. It robs them of the one thing that nobody can give them. That is self-esteem. Now, is it your fault? No. It isn't your fault, and that's what you need to know. Yes, I'll take that back in a moment. It's partly you're a contributing factor, because if you keep digging him out of holes when he acts in criminal ways, then, and you keep supplying the money, you are enabling his bad behavior. You're what's making it happen. So a good parent in your situation does not necessarily send him to psychologists and psychiatrists, because a person with a criminal behavior mindset, which unfortunately that's what your son has, a person with that type of mindset can pull the wool over any psychologist or psychiatrist's mind. I've watched people do it with me. I think that I can read people very well. I've been doing this for a long time, and I love what I do. And when I've been fooled, I take note of that and say, people can be very good actors. They're very skilled at what they did. And if you say your son is intelligent, he can use his intelligence to deceive, to fake like he is a sincere person, and then he puts on a big show. You know, he's got all of the trappings of success, but he doesn't have self-esteem, and he knows that. He lives with that every day. So what can you do? You can recognize that what he lacks is obviously not money, but good choice making, which will build his self-esteem. You can't give that to him. He is an adult, recklessly spending. He's stealing, he's lying, he's running away. What he needs is for you to withdraw your support. He needs to experience the natural consequences of his behavior. And you don't have to spare him. He may end up in jail. And that is not your fault. You can't force his mind. You cannot force your son to think or act better. And that makes us as parents feel very powerless. You can, as I mentioned, you can stop the flow of money. You can also refuse to clean up his criminal messes that he leaves. You can see that he's pushing awareness. He doesn't want to know that. He doesn't want a mirror held up to him. That's why they fake it with psychologists and psychiatrists, and he doesn't want to talk to you. I highly recommend a book called Inside the Criminal Mind, or if you want, Before It's Too Late, both by the same author, Stanton Samenow, Samenow. And I want to just read something. Criminals look with contempt at the life of responsible people, calling them suckers, slaves, squares, and other less flattering terms. And this author goes on to say, although this contempt is evident in both juvenile and adult offenders, I have encountered in the latter, in envy of responsible people. I would not be surprised if you are an honest, upstanding person in your community, a responsible person who's earned your money, I would not be surprised if your son is envious of you. And God help us that he's earning an MBA. Who knows what he will do with that ticket? I might also be envious of other siblings in the family. Dr. Stanton Samenow has interviewed people in jail, he's heard them vow that when they get out of their place, they're going to settle down, they're going to have a good life. And then what they really mean is that they want the trappings of success without ever having to earn it. They want the fine home. They want the Lexus. They want the jewelry. They want the big shot positions at work. They want the adoring partner, and they don't want to have to earn it. So I highly recommend the book, Before It's Too Late. One of the first things is the child is shaper as his own destiny. You are not to blame if your parent, you contributed, obviously, but your child is the ultimate choice maker. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner on The Rational Basis of Happiness. Toll free 1-877-DR-KENNER.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance by psychologist Drs. Kenner and Locke.
Some partners will, from time to time, meet someone attractive or intriguing outside the marriage or partnership. Most will not openly communicate this to their partner. Why? First, they fear their partner's response. Will he get angry or leave me when I tell him I've been flirting with Jay at work? Will she have a nervous breakdown when she learns that I've gone to the gym early just to talk with Sherry? Second, some love the forbidden feelings and don't want to spoil the pleasure. Such partners rationalize what my partner doesn't know won't hurt. Third, thoughts of adultery generate chronic guilt that a partner will try to suppress rather than confront. Unfortunately, this often makes them stronger and may even eventually lead to later regretted actions, landing partners in divorce court.
Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.